Welcome to another edition of Things You Know That Just Aren't So, an important news you need to know, presented by Patrick A. Heller, owner of Liberty Coin Service and Premier Coins and Collectibles in Lansing and Delta Township. Take it away, Pat.
Good morning. Gold and silver prices peaked in January 1980, when just about everybody in the world was aware of the Hunt brothers' attempt to corner the silver market, consumer prices were soaring, and home mortgage rates were at 14% or so. At the time, a huge segment of the public talked about how gold and silver prices were going to keep going up and up and that it was a good time to be buying. In reality, when almost all potential buyers had jumped into the markets, that was a signal of the market top. Before I go into what the public doesn't know about gold and silver markets today, let's review the general lack of financial knowledge. The public's economic ignorance is rampant. Government pronouncements don't provide the context so that the public can understand what is happening. Here are examples of what I mean. In the 10 weeks since President Obama, Fed Chair Bernanke, and Treasury Secretary Geithner announced plans to inflate the U.S. money supply starting after the elections, a 10-year U.S. Treasury debt interest rate has increased 35%. Does the public realize that this indicates the U.S. dollar is going to fall in value? Another scary example is a looming crisis in state and local government budgets. In the past 2 years, state and local governments together have spent nearly $500 billion more than they collected in taxes, plus fell about $1 trillion further behind in funding public pension liabilities. This may prevent any economic recovery in the U.S., will lead to at least 1 million lost state and local government jobs in the next year or so, and eventually force U.S. government to create money out of thin air for a record-sized bailout. On the December 19 broadcast of CBS's 60 Minutes, financial analyst Meredith Whitney warned, "The most alarming thing about the state issue is the level of complacency. It has tentacles as wide as anything I've seen. I think next to housing, this is the single most important issue in the United States and certainly the largest threat to the U.S. economy." When asked why the public wasn't paying attention to this crisis, she said, "Because they don't pay attention until they have to." The public's ignorance of the gold and silver markets is even worse. If you were to survey the general public, you would find that very few realize that buyers in the Far East are having such a difficult time acquiring physical gold and silver that they are now buying paper contracts and paying with U.S. dollars. This strategy enables buyers to get rid of tens of billions of U.S. dollars. As the buyers later find physical metal, they have been paying a premium to turn their paper into real metal. The major governments have failed to come to an agreement to avoid a currency war where each issuer tries to knock down the value of its currency by more than the others. The central banks collectively have turned from long-term net sellers to net buyers of gold reserves. The China is aggressively replacing the U.S. dollar as its unit of payment for the international transactions. As demand for the U.S. dollar declines, that will drive down its value. Today, the mainstream media carries many stories about so-called experts proclaiming that gold and silver prices have peaked. Unless they completely ignore the foregoing list and more, I don't see how they can come to such conclusions. So far in 2010, the price of gold has risen 26% and silver has soared 74%. As good as those results are, in my judgment, the prices of gold and silver in 2011 will rise by much greater percentages. As the public gradually understands what is really happening with precious metals, the growing demand for physical gold and silver will expand. If you want to give yourself a gift that will appreciate for years to come, pick up some gold and silver soon. That's it for today. Tune in next time for more Things You Know That Just Aren't So and Important News You Need to Know. I'm Patrick A. Heller, owner of Liberty Coin Service in Lansing and Premier Coins and Collectibles in Delta Township. Merry Christmas.
The previous views expressed do not necessarily reflect the views of 1320 WILS or McDonald Broadcasting.